2 days after the election, both Alaska's Senate race and its gubernatorial race remain undecided, and both incumbents are lagging behind their challengers. Democratic Senator Mark Begich is down by 8,000 votes in his race against Republican Dan Sullivan, while Republican Governor Sean Parnell trails unaffiliated candidate Bill Walker by 3,000 votes. Neither candidate plans to concede at this point, and at least 20,000 votes still need to be counted next week. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez ran the numbers on both of those races and joins us to talk about the trends she's seeing. Hello, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
So tell us a little bit about the model you're running.
So it's based entirely on district trends and nothing else. And I think that's a really important caveat that I just need to say off the bat. So last night, the Division of Elections released the number of uncounted absentee and early votes for each district. So knowing that, say, the Mat-Su votes more conservatively and Southeast tends to vote more liberally, what I ended up doing was taking the, you know, the percentage that the Democrats or independent candidate got and the percentage the Republican candidate got, and then basically running it through what we have left for absentee and early votes. It doesn't take into account that campaigns were specifically targeting people, and you might see some sort of party skew where, you know, we heard a lot about Senator Mark Begich's ground game in rural Alaska and the attempt to attract early voters there. So we don't know if there's a partisan lean in any direction because of this sort of campaigning. Also, you know, you have the military and they turn in early votes and they tend to vote more conservatively. So there are all of these factors that the model doesn't take into consideration. However, it would be pretty unusual for a district that tends to go more Republican to turn out a high level of Democratic absentee and early votes in contrast with the trend. This isn't going to be perfect by any stretch, but it kind of gives us a baseline, and it's the hardest data we really seem to have on this point as to how our races will turn out.
So if the district trends hold, what does it look like for the two candidates?
Well, in the gubernatorial race between unaffiliated candidate Bill Walker and Governor Sean Parnell, the incumbent Republican, Walker basically maintains his lead according to this model. He ends up growing his lead by, you know, about 100 votes. So really, it's just more of the same. And again, this isn't predicting the future. It's just how things look if they follow trend. It's worse news for Senator Begich. He's already 8,000 votes behind, and then running kind of his averages through this model, you actually see his Republican challenger, Dan Sullivan, increase his lead by another 1,000 votes. So he actually ends up going farther behind. His campaign has really stressed that they made a big absentee push, like I mentioned before. And we're not seeing all absentee ballots yet. Absentee in-person ballots, we have no idea how many there are of those. And we also don't know how many question ballots there will be. So basically, there are still a lot of things we don't know about this whole voting landscape.
What about on a district by district basis? What are you seeing there about how many, where the most uncounted ballots are?
So it's interesting looking at the differences between the gubernatorial race and the Senate race. When you look at which areas have the most uncounted ballots in the gubernatorial race, it looks like there's not really much of a partisan split in those districts. You know, the top district where we're seeing leftover early and absentee ballots is actually District 33, which covers downtown Juneau. And that is a serious Bill Walker and Mark Begich stronghold. Then we have District 29, which is on the Kenai Peninsula and covers Nikiski and Soldotna. And that's a big Governor Sean Parnell and Dan Sullivan stronghold. But the other top fives in the gubernatorial race really don't tilt for either candidate. So that it kind of makes sense that we're not seeing big changes in how these districts might vote according to these models. If you look at those same districts for the Senate race, there's a lot more of a partisan divide. So even though, you know, one of these top five districts might not have shown a preference in the governor's race. There's more of a tilt in favor of Republican candidate Dan Sullivan in those. There's one, take for example, District 9, that covers a good chunk of the Richardson Highway. In the gubernatorial race, you know, the spread is 2 points between Walker and Parnell. But if you look at it in the context of the Senate race, Dan Sullivan leads Mark Begich by 30 points. So you have a lot of people in that one region who were voting for Walker and then voting for Dan Sullivan, which some people might not have expected.
Alexandra Gutierrez is APRN's state government correspondent. You can find links to her research on Twitter at APRN.